I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. We got some magic today, Miss Nene.
We do, and it all occurs in the oven. That's what's so fun about this recipe. It's a chocolate flan cake. And perhaps our listeners are not aware of what a flan is.
We keep learning new words here. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. We learned curd not too long ago. And a flan is like a custard. It's made with eggs, milk, and this particular recipe has a little cream cheese in it too, along with some vanilla extract. And it's just wonderful because I love to put a knife through it or fork through it because it's soft and yet it holds its shape so well.
I think that maybe that's the main difference that I detect, and I know a chef may tell you something else. But a custard, I think, is maybe a little more liquid, mm-hmm. not completely, but won't hold its shape mm-hmm. as much as the flan, which would be similar to many baked custards hold their
mm-hmm.
shape.
Yes.
So it's very similar to
yes.
a baked custard.
That's true. And what we're doing today is talking about a hybrid dessert. And I saw this one night when I was watching public television, it's the Create channel, and I'm very much a fan, as you are, LaVon, of Cook's Illustrated and Cook's Country and America's Test Kitchen, all that, because they do wonderful things in researching recipes and making those recipes so that they're the best that they can be through so many times of trial and error in their own kitchens so that it's easy for us to do that.
They really have scientists in
yes.
their kitchen.
Yes, and that we will see today in the evidence of this recipe is that science takes effect because we start out making a chocolate cake, and this particular chocolate cake is one that I would suggest that is used if you're interested in making this recipe. You might be tempted to use your own favorite chocolate cake, but they have recipes for this, but they have discovered that there are different types of chocolate cakes that hold up better with this flan on top of it and in throughout the baking process. So this is a very easy chocolate cake recipe to make. That batter will go into a fluted pan, or maybe some of you know it as a bundt pan. And of course, a bundt pan in itself needs to be greased and floured very, very well so that when the baking is done and the cake is cooled, that cake will come out of the pan easily and not
in pieces.
Exactly, exactly. So be sure that the inside of the pan, all the inside edges are greased and floured. And for that, I love using a nonstick baking spray with flour. There are differences in nonstick baking sprays, but this one that I use all the time has with flour.
And it's right there with the other sprays, so mm-hmm. you really need to look, because at least the ones I looked at, that it's not great big letters that say with
yes.
flour. So, but just read and you'll see it's there.
Yep, that's right. Now, prior to putting this chocolate cake batter into the bottom of the bundt pan, another lovely ingredient goes in the bottom, and that is a caramel sauce or a caramel ice cream topping. Whenever a recipe calls for caramel sauce or ice cream topping, I just immediately go to purchase caramel apple dip. I think that they are so very flavorful. They don't have this commercially, what I always think of as a sicky commercial taste to it. It's a very rich caramel flavor.
I think it has more caramel flavor than mm-hmm. the ice cream topping.
Mm-hmm. And a half cup amount then does get put in a little dish and get softened in the microwave before it's put into the bottom of the pan. The chocolate cake batter goes on top of that. Then the flan mixture of this egg custardy mixture is poured on top of that. Now, in the baking, okay, so think of the order of the layers that we have
here. I want
to
ask you about when you're putting the flan mixture mm-hmm. in, because this is milk and mm-hmm. eggs and so on. It doesn't just run right through the chocolate cake at that point?
No, it doesn't.
No, it just sits all there on top.
It does. So if we had a glass bundt pan, at this point stage of the game, we would see the layers of caramel, chocolate cake batter, and flan.
Okay.
So we're ready to put this cake into the oven. But prior to that, what makes this whole thing work in this recipe is the fact that a bain-marie...
More new words.
More new words. A bain-marie method will be used to bake this. Very, very simple. Don't let the French terminology
yes.
turn you off. Because basically what it means is that this bundt pan is going to be put into a larger baking pan. I believe I used 10 by 14, whatever, but I think it has about 2-inch sides on it, because then you're going to pour boiling water or very hot water in between the bundt pan and the outside edge, of course, of that bigger pan.
So Bain Marie is a pan full of hot water.
Exactly, exactly. Think of yourself getting into a tub of warm water.
There you go.
That's what it is. So, but again, because you're working with hot water here, you must take safety precautions. So first of all, so that you don't burn yourself, and secondly, that when you're pouring the water into this outer pan, that it doesn't splash in and get on top of the bundt cake mixture as well. Now, the magic is going to occur when this baking goes on, because, believe it or not, LaVon, those layers change place in the oven. It truly is magic.
It's like very scientific, but it seems like magic. I wonder if there's a slow motion camera they could put in the oven so that we could see it happening.
But part of why that does that is because let's think back to the cake. When we made that cake, it does have baking soda in it. It also has buttermilk in it. Now, buttermilk is nothing more than sour milk. If you don't have purchased buttermilk on hand, ready-made buttermilk, it's so easy to do just by putting 1 tablespoon of white vinegar or lemon juice, some acid like that, into the bottom of a Pyrex glass measuring cup. Fill that then up to a cup, and then stir that and allow it to sit for a little bit. Now, this particular recipe calls for a half cup buttermilk, so I just used a half tablespoon of white vinegar and poured in the rest of the milk, in order to make a total of a half cup. Okay, so we have this baking soda along with the vinegar in the buttermilk at work in the cake mixture. What happens in the oven then is that this cake layer, because of all the gas producing that's going on within that batter, is getting lighter weight. The eggs and that milk mixture are still heavy. So that egg milk custard mixture is going to sink to the bottom of the pan. The chocolate cake batter mixture is going to rise right up through that and rise to the top of the pan while it's in the oven. It's just an amazing process to watch work. I think your children will love observing this.
Good looking. If you have a glass oven door and a light in there, you can turn that on, because, of course, opening the oven door often is not a good idea.
Yes, exactly. So then once that cake is done, it's taken out of the Bain Marie and allowed to cool in the pan for a long enough time, because all that mixture still has to settle in, and there it still continues to bake even when it's taken out of the oven. Why do we use a Bain Marie? Why do recipes call for that?
Because, yes, I've used it. Mm-hmm. I guess when I make bread pudding, actually, I use
sure.
it.
Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. And I have some cheesecake recipes that require it. The reason being is that warm water, again, like if we were in a bathtub, that warm water gets around us and just soothes every part of our body that's sitting in that water. Same way with a Bain Marie when baking using that, it's a baking process, is because it allows then for a more even baking temperature, and it allows just for a better texture, a better product that turns out. So all of these steps are very important to use when making this choco flan cake. I hope that you will try this, because it sounds perhaps like it's more difficult, but with the recipe that we and the pictures that we'll have up on the website at kjan.com, you will be able to see the process of how it's made. And remember, if you can't, don't have computer access, send us a note, and we'd be more than happy to send that recipe to you.
This is in a way to impress your guests if you want to make a dessert that's going to impress.
Exactly, exactly.
So,
remember then, to go make some fond family magical recipes in the kitchen.